Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I am going to chat to Vusi Tembekwayo. He's a keynote speaker. He is a CEO. He is an author. And he also happens to be a multimillionaire under 40 and made a list of some of the most influential South Africans. And I thought, wouldn't it be absolutely inspirational to chat to Vusi to understand his journey? Vusi Tembekwayo, thank you for joining us this afternoon on 101.9 High FM.
Shalom, brother. Thank you so much for having me.
Vusi, so nobody can accuse you of having had a silver spoon in your mouth. You've done well, and you've done well off your own bat, right?
Yeah, I mean, by God's grace, I think we all have, my luck and privilege has been that God has given me incredible gifts and talents and has surrounded me with people who've believed in those gifts and talents. So, you know, I've done well, but I just want to be clear that I've done well in an ecosystem of support. You're right. I don't come from wealth. I don't come from money. I don't come from any sort of inheritance except parents that try to make sure that I get the best education and the best opportunities.
Was I correct in reading that, it had got as bad as that you slept in a car park for a number of months?
Yeah, that was about 23 at the time. I left my job in corporate. I had a car and hire purchase finance, which I don't recommend you do, but I think, you know, that's kind of what we crazy entrepreneurs do, right? And, yes. I left this job in finance with the idea that it would take me 3 months to kind of set up my business, get going and get customers paying and start generating cash flows. And 7 months later, I still wasn't generating cash flows. And if you don't pay the bank for 3 months, they institute legal action against you. So I ended up not being able to go home, where I was still living with my mom. I was 20, 21, 22, around about there. So I ended up not being able to go home and had to live at the underground parking where my office was. I'd paid for my office months up front. I'd paid the assistant who was working for me months up front, and I just had to endure that. So, but again, you know, God saw me through it and I've built up relationships with customers that endure from then to this day.
It's interesting talking to you because I had no idea that you had this kind of religious side to you, and I find that fascinating. And so my next question to you is, with wealth, do you think comes obligation?
I think with humanity comes obligation. I think one of the conditionalities that human beings create is this idea that there is a place you will arrive at where you will do the right thing, where you will give back, where you will become a decent human being. I don't think you ever arrive at that place. I think life is a journey, and along the journey, the scoreboard of life, how we are all going to be judged by the Creator, is how we walked that path. And that has a lot to do with being a decent human being, being a quality person, giving back, sharing. And so those are the kind of things to me that are important. Yes.
Talk to me about your attitude towards failure.
Holy moly.
I think that's the reason we're having this discussion today is because you're a role model.
Sure.
And I want young people who hearing you, you know, it's not the money that's impressive per se. It's the journey, and it's what you can do for others. And I just find this like completely inspirational.
I mean, I have to say off the bat that failure is one of those things that sounds really, really great until you go through it. And so, you know, everybody talks about how important it is to fail first and fail fast and fail forward and all the rest of these conference isms. But the truth is, it's not until you're right in it. There are people listening to this conversation between you and I who are receiving letters of demands. People listening to this conversation who are right in their knees. They're going through a process of business rescue if they're a business owner, or perhaps a potential liquidation. They're in arguments and fights with suppliers. They've not been able to pay rentals and landlord. So I want to be clear that I've lived that reality, and it's important to me that what I'm going to say next is balanced against that. That failure is for me, my experience has been that failure reveals character. It doesn't build character. So, you know, we're constantly failing and iterating. I've got to tell you that I'm constantly failing and iterating. What I've learned over the years is how to fail elegantly. And failing elegantly is about being really demure. It's about being measured with how you communicate expectations and how you set those expectations. It's about stepping to the breach and taking full accountability if and when things go wrong. And it's about learning from those failures. My experience has been that when we try to pretend a failure isn't happening, or you try to run away, my mom always used to say to me, it doesn't matter how fast you run, you can never outrun your problems. So, you know, my experience with failure is that it's an important part of the journey of life. It reveals ourselves to ourselves. We don't really know who we are until we go through those trying moments. And then our true selves is revealed even to us.
Yeah, more profound. I hear you. But then again, it does take a particular person as to how one does respond to failure, because I do know many people whom it's just crushing and they can't go forward. You clearly have the metal to hold it together and learn from it. And related to that, Vusi, is your message to the youth who may or may not be listening this afternoon?
I mean, I love the way you kind of added to that comment about people that it crushes and people who can't go forward. It's interesting to me that we live in this rather insidious time where people celebrate their successes publicly but never talk about their failures publicly, which creates the false impression that because it creates this false impression that if you're failing, something is wrong with you. And one of the things I've taken really personally is to start communicating where I fail, because it's important that people know nobody gets it right all the time. Nobody makes the right calls all the time. It's just not possible. And so once you understand that, when you go through the process of failure, and I say go through means don't stay there. And I call it process because it's a thing you're going through. It's not a destination. It's not final. So when you go through the process of failure, you're then able to better deal with it because you've seen your own heroes fail and publicly admit to those failures, right? It's this rather Instagram way that we live now where we publish the highlights of our lives and never the lowlights, and it it's distorted the picture, particularly for young people.
Vusi, I've got a message from a listener who's listening to us and says the following. I have almost all Vusi's YouTube videos and wanted to find out if he takes his own advice and does he ever look back at some of his motivational videos to motivate himself? And then just to make it a little worse, do you remain consistent with all that you do? How's that for putting you on a spot?
First, the second one. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to eat my own lemons. Man.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. I mean, you know, it's a bit like the doctor who has to self-diagnose, right? We're often best at, my rabbi often says to me, we're best at giving the advice we most need to hear ourselves. So sometimes I've found myself going through an experience and then somebody says, but didn't you say X, Y, and Z in 1, 2, 3? And I go, actually, you're right. I did say that. It sounded really profound at the time, but I didn't realize that thing would have resonance and relevance even in my life. So the answer is yes. There are several times when I've found myself having to consume my own content I've also been beaten, right? Like, life has also beaten me a couple of times. There are things I've done that haven't gone particularly well. I think where I've been lucky is that on the scoreboard, the positives far outweigh the negatives.
Yeah, interesting.
Right? Interesting. It's a bit like, if I can for you, you know, it's a bit like being a trader. Traders in the stock markets don't call good trades all the time. But at the end of the day, it's about whether or not the good trades you called made more money than the bad trades, right? So, you know, if you take no shots, you're going to score no goals, but it doesn't mean every shot you take is going to land behind the net. So I've certainly had that. And then, you know, the way you pick yourself up is to remind yourself of why you're doing what you're doing, why it's important, why it matters, why you started in the first place. And, you know, this is also why I've limited my exposure to, you know, dark social media platforms, Twitter in particular, is because you also can't afford to have negative conversationing in your head. So you've got to control that 4 inches between your ears. That's the most important space. You've got to control what's happening in your own head.
I can't let you say something like that. I spoke to my rabbi and not ask you about that. What was that all about?
I am born, raised, baptized and confirmed Roman Catholic. As I got older, I realized that wisdom, enlightenment and love doesn't really keep a religion. So I just went on this journey of wisdom, and I'm still on it, where I try to uncover wisdoms. And one of the things I learned is that reaching across the kind of this religious thing we have is actually the best thing that I've ever done. I said to my son the other day, that my own view is that religion was man's construct to try and understand something as wondrous as God, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a rabbi, I have an imam, I have a pastor, I have, you know, and I defer and refer when I need help, when I need advice.
Well, see, I knew today was going to be an interesting chat. Not for 1 minute did I think I was going to enjoy it as much as I have. Final word to you. If people want to follow you, where can they find you? Because you've got a lot of important things to say.
I'm on all the social medias bar Twitter. So I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Clubhouse. I really enjoy Clubhouse. So anybody who's not on there, try and jump on Clubhouse. That's a great platform. And I, you know, I've got my own website, vusitembewaya.com. I publish my thoughts, my musings, et cetera. But yeah, I'm out there. I'm available and I like sharing thoughts and ideas and trying to hear and understand the world from other people's perspective.
With a heavy heart, I'm going to let you go. That was valuable. That was interesting. That was remarkable. Thank you so very much. I'm hoping that's not the last time we chat.
Indeed. Asante, brother. Have an amazing day.
Cheers. Thank you so very much.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.